Thank you again for your constant encouragement. Thank you for your interest in the work of MAD Ministries. We really appreciate this, and we really do need your prayers. And so thank you for standing with us. Here is the plan. The plan is that I will share a little bit, and then Jenny, who's a full-time schools worker, she'll share a bit, and then I've asked Erica, who works part-time with herself, and then with Glow, she's going to share, and then Rachel is also with us to share a little bit, probably the most encouraging part about God's grace in her life. Is something flashing? Is it this behind me? Yeah. Okay, let me see. Maybe it's... Is that it? Is it coming and going? How's that? Is it the connection? I'll take that in a second. There you go. You might change it. See, that'll change it, won't it? That'll fix it. Now, you can change any button you like on this, okay? And then I'll send you the bill.
Okay.
that's what we'll be doing. That's fantastic. We'll set this up. We'd like to show the kids. We'll get some pictures of our various missions that we'd like to share with you. Try that. Can that make a difference? Might put it back in then. Which one is that one there? That's you, you're up. Oh, sorry.
Plug it in.
Okay. There you go. Mm. Oh, you put it on two screens like that? That's fine. Try that. What's happened now? We'll go with that. It's a bit narrower. Things. That'll probably make the girls look slimmer. It'll only make them look slimmer. Okay. We've been involved in different places. We've been involved in working at Caldercrooks and then Kirk and Tillock. We just had a part of a mission in Edinburgh. Airdrie were a week there. France, the girls are going to share this. Lark Hall, we did a few nights helping a mission there. And two more still to go. We've still got to do Burnbank. And we've got to do Yoker. So let's kind of bring you up to speed. Caldercrooks, anybody know where Caldercrooks is? It's Lanarkshire, that's right, North Lanarkshire. It's not far from Airdrie, kind of out that direction. And this is the church actually Jenny attends. This is her home church. We'd actually pray for the pastor of the church just about a few weeks ago. His wife was taken to be with the Lord. He's generally coping not too bad, but I think he has some real bad days. So would you pray for George, please? Margaret is now going to be with the Lord. This is the children. What we did today, we did a children's mission, working with the children. The children are excellent. Jenny works every week in the local primary school, so we have a very good link with the children through the school and working also. And here, again, these are some of the children that came along. Some of the questions that the children were asking are good. We're excited about the older girls. These are some of the older girls. Pray for us. We're thinking about starting a new group just for this age group. There's a bunch of them who came on a Tuesday night, and we said, would you come if we did it every week? Now, these girls are just in first year of high school, and they said they would, but the problem would be choosing the right night and getting the other people to support Jenny in that work. So please pray for this. The kids are keen. They're keen to come to something else in the village. Just pray that God would give us real wisdom for this. Part of what we do with the Caldercrooks mission is we do an outreach in the village, and the people all come to it. Now, we're doing another one of these in 2 weeks' time. We ask you to pray for that. We've asked the Giddings to come along and give out free Bibles to everybody who comes along on the day. So please, would you pray for that we'd have a great day and we'd have good weather in 2 weeks' time as we continue to serve the local community. It's always really busy. There is hundreds of parents come to the work at Caldercrooks. It's a very small church, but it's a real close-knit community. In Caldercrooks, many of the people don't know the Lord Jesus. So just please continue to pray for the work there. We're working in Glengiven Primary School every Thursday with the children. The head teacher couldn't give us a better welcome. She bends over backwards for us just to accommodate the work we're doing in the school. So we get great access. And with children from the Catholic school attend. Now, that's only the second year. The children from Catholic school actually get invited. Sounds awful, but it's a real problem, Protestant, Catholic and Caldercrooks. The Catholic lady put a big statue of Mary in the school and the Prodies told her to get rid of it. So you can imagine the hee-haw they had in that school. So we've got a kind of a level playing field, the work that Jenny and myself do in the school. So give God thanks for this, that we'll be wise. We want the Catholic kids to come to all the stuff that we're doing, but the two head teachers can't get on with one another. So it's part of the problems that they have in there. But we just heard of appointed a new head teacher in the Catholic school. So pray that she'll be more amenable and that there'll be a better harmony within the school. She'll start in 2 weeks' time. Then we moved over to Kirkintilloch, and we had a very good mission there. This is Riverside Evangelical Church. Some of you would know this. And Liz, who's from here, Liz came and joined us. It was a thrill. One of the things I was going to mention was when I went, Liz came and helped us a number of years ago at Kirkintilloch. And when I turned up this time, there was a personal thrill for me to see Liz there again, getting involved. And she'd been, I think, previous to this. What shocked me was that she would go and help them without me. I mean, I don't know how you manage that. It must have been difficult for you. But it was great to see Liz getting involved and helping the church then. The kids were phenomenal. Again, good listening. Some missions we go and the kids don't listen. In case you're wondering, the theme was the big top. And we took Bible stories, connected it with circus sort of stuff. For example, the strong man, we give the story of Samson. The clowns, we give the story of the wise and foolish builders. It was that type of theme. And the first night, all the leaders had to dress up as clowns. That's shocking, isn't it? This is David Curry. These are some of the children here. Singing the Hearts, that's myself and the girls. We did some puppet stuff for them there at Kirkintilloch as well. Last year they did this. They had a very poor response to the parents' night. This year they were blown away by the number of parents that came out on the Friday evening to finish off the mission. It was really, really busy. Loads of parents came and loads of parents stayed for the tea and coffee. The church are very good at advertising things. They got a printer in the church who prints everything for them. Very well produced. And they gave out lots of literature and lots of stuff to the community. They're about to do it. I think it might be Christian Explored or Alpha. So pray for them that the Lord would really move in their hearts. This is the little friend. This we get on the middle. You'll see her speak in a minute. Kira, that you pronounce it. Kira, it became a Christian on the last night. Friends of Liz. So pray for Kira. We give her a Bible and we give her a little booklet to read. Just pray that God will keep her in these things. Jenny will share later about another girl we met in one of our missions who we hadn't seen for a few years. And God's really just touching her life. And it's great to see God keeping his hands. I'm going to show you a little video thing here. If it works. There we go. Just a wee overview of what we did at Kirkie. I'm lot of smiling that week. The children were taking home God's joy. Pray that it will be real and it will last in the lives of these children. These are full lives that can be won for the Lord Jesus Christ. We had a great time working there. Edinburgh, they had a 2 weeks mission. We were only asked to come. We don't have any photographs other than that's a church. It's a big church in Edinburgh called Duncan Street Baptist Church. We'd ask you to pray for them. We're invited to back again. Jen and myself went and spent the day with them. And we're working with the children. They had a fun day. And loads of parents came in. Some of the parents didn't know you're supposed to stay with the children. So Chinese families were leaving all their children and just going away to the park and coming back. But it was a great opportunity for Jen and myself to share the gospel with the children and their parents. The parents were sitting with the children during the two main slots that we got throughout that day. So pray for the church. They're keen on door-to-door. That's kind of missing today. Folk don't like going out door-to-door. The pastor is passionate about knocking people's doors. So please pray for the pastor there, Mark, and the rest of the church. And I said, Jen and myself, we're going back to help them. They did a two-week mission. We were only asked to come and help in the special outreach day on the Saturday. We forgot to take some pictures. Then two of the girls actually went to France. Erica's going to come. Most of you support, and you come. Most of you support, at least pray for the work of GLOW. And Erica works part-time with GLOW and part-time with Mad Ministries. And I've asked Erica to share a wee bit. Erica's from Argentina, but you'll guess you'll get that when she speaks.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, everyone. It's a pleasure for me to be here, especially to share about France. It was a very special time. I think you must know France is a very difficult country, especially about the gospel. And it was very interesting to know a little bit more about the history of the country and the history of the gospel and how the gospel has been rejected year by year and century by century in France. But there are still missionaries there and working and sharing the gospel every day. We were in Laval. If you wonder where Laval is, it's there. So there was no sea. There was no beach, sadly. But we went to Saint-Malo one of the last days. It was really good. The team was really small. We were just Rachel, myself, two girls from Arras, from the other side of France, this area. And so we were four plus two people from the church, so we were only six, but the missionaries there were helping us, and we were sharing together the work. The main work of the team was, that was the team, the main work was to organize concerts, so we had to learn 17 songs in 1 week, and it was a challenge, to be honest. And during that week, we were learning the songs, and the next week, we had concerts and special meetings. We were singing this. This is in the church. Chris, the guy who's playing the keyboard, he's the one who is in charge of the team. He chose the songs. They are not Christian songs, but songs they are talking about God. And during the concerts, we had the possibility to sing, and after singing, we had the possibility to share our testimonies related with what songs were saying. There were some songs were talking about the presence of the Lord, others about believing and letting go. It was one of my favorite songs, was about letting go and trusting in God, and how sometimes believing is like falling, and we have to trust that God is going to care for us. This was a home group Bible study. We went there. We were singing two, three songs and then sharing with these people. There were two non-Christians there. They went for the first time and it was a really good time. They really enjoyed the time and it was a good possibility for the missionaries to be talking with them. As you imagine, was everything in French. So we struggled a little bit with Rachel. But Rachel learned a lot of French being there. That was the first concert in Chateau Gontier. The day before of the concert, we went to the market and we were singing outside. It was raining, but people came around and they were listening. We were handing out invitations for the concert, and we had more people than what we expected, especially for France. They are not really keen on coming to this kind of events, but as you can see, there's quite a good number of people there. That was the concert. That was the first song. Then we were We went to a special evening with a music association in Château-Gontier. Chris is part of that group. They are all non-Christians, so we had the possibility to be singing the songs and also sharing with them and spending time talking with them. It's also the president of the mosque is in that group. And it was the best part of the night, I would say, was when one of the kids, Chris's son, he came and he asked a special song for the night, just to finish the night, if we can sing Jesus is My Superhero. And the best part was the president of the mosque was one of the guitarists, and they had to play all together. So he felt a bit jealous, and so he said, well, and after that we are going to sing about Muhammad is my superhero. But obviously they didn't sing that song, but it was really good to see the kids asking for that song and everyone enjoying it. And it was really good because one of the missionaries said to me, sometimes when we don't say anything, God used the kids to share what he wanted to say. And it was a really good testimony to see one of the kids and all the kids singing Jesus is my superhero and doing all the actions in front of everyone without any inhibition. Is the word? Yeah, thank you. So that was really encouraging to see how God can use the kids and to share the gospel with others when we don't say anything. The concert in Gangwon was a bit different than the other you saw before. We're like only 30 people, probably less. It was really nice people, but not. We were singing and seemed like they were dead. It was like. It was when you are singing and you are part of a concert, it's not really exciting when the people on the other side is not giving any feedback, not even smile. So, but it was a challenge. And then when we finished, we went to talk with the people and mix with them. And it was a really good night, especially the day after when we went to the church and see some of the same people we saw the night before. So keep praying for that part of France that was in Brittany. It's a really hard part of France. And that was the last concert. This is a house that Rachel and I, we were planning to buy for the future. Well, this is the house of one of the ladies of the church, and she opened the house to have a concert there. So many people came that day. I think it was were more than in Gangwon, more than 30 people in that house in a small area. But it was a really good night. There were two non-Christians that night. And that was really good because the talks afterwards, they were really open and very interested in what we were sharing. Did you share that night, your testimony? So one of them was talking about he felt really close to what you said in Rachel's testimony. So it was really good night as well. And that was it. That was France. It was really hard work. We had at least 4 hours practice every day. But in the morning, I think, was the best when we had time for devotions. And also, we were studying the book of Jonah. So it was really good and encouraging to see, well, God can use anything whenever he wants. If we are willing to be used by God, he can use us to share the gospel anywhere. So I would encourage you to be willing to be used by God. It's the best thing you can do.
Thank you very much, Erica. I'm just going to ask Jenny to come now and share a little bit. When the girls returned from France, the four of us worked together in Airdrie Ebenezer Church. Thank you, Jenny.
Yes, so this was just last week. This is the most recent mission. And Airdrie Ebenezer, it's one of the most encouraging churches that we work with. They have a really great team of people who work with the children and throughout the whole week. This is some of the leaders here. We would ask you really to pray for the girl in the white here. Her name is Jenny as well, and this is her sister, Rachel. And Jenny, she became a Christian at one of the missions that had happened previously. And she said it was on the very last night she'd heard Brian speak about like what it means to be a Christian. And that's when she gave her life to God. And so it was great to see her and her sister back at the church. Now they're here working with the kids. So even the kids there, to see them now be leaders and helping in the church, I'm sure that would be really good for them too. So pray for them. They fell away from the church. They just got caught up with exams and things at school, and they're really keen to come back. So please pray for them. that God would really just stir up their hearts and keep them. So this is some of the groups. I can see Brian here, lovely smile there. And this mission was, it was the first time we had done it. It's one that we've wrote, and it's called Salvation Station, and it's a kind of radio-themed holiday club, and it's all focused on the person of Jesus Christ, which just leaves great opportunities to speak to the kids about who he really is and how it's important that they know who he is and what they say about him. And as it was a music radio station theme, we had some music. Rachel played her saxophone. And again, it was really exciting for us to have Rachel there. She'll share a bit later about how she became a Christian. And it's great to have her there involved in the church. And they also had a parents' night on the Thursday night, which has probably been the best parents' night that they've had. They had a really great number of parents come to that, and we had some great opportunities to speak with them, and especially some of the kids. They were coming up at the end and just asking more questions about, again, what it means to be a Christian. A lot of them, they think they know what it means, but to be able to sit down and just go through it with them and try to help them understand what it really means, that was great. And this here, this is Katie, the girl here. She came all the way from England, and she got baptised last year just after the mission, and she moved to England, and she came back just for the holiday club. This girl here, her name is Alana, and we'd ask you to pray.